The No Repeat Workday. North Sound 1.
This is the official start time of the solar eclipse across the northeast of Scotland. You saw the whole of the moon. Well, that's the plan. The moon's going to move over the sun and we'll be plunged into the dark ages.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
It is very exciting.
Lots of people are very excited about this, especially on Twitter. The eclipse is trending number one worldwide here.
Of course it is. A lot of people get nervous on things like an eclipse as well. We got Hope, who's going to be, who's right now at the best place in the northeast of Scotland to view it. You're at the Torrey Battery.
Yeah, hey guys, I'm down live here at the Torrey Battery. I'm standing up on the hill looking out over the lighthouse and there are so many people here already.
I love that.
Pardon?
Love that. What have they got? Have they got their little kits ready to watch the eclipse?
Well, yeah, there seems to be some hardcore fans down here. We've got some big cameras. We've got some fancy kind of binoculars and cameras. We've got all sorts. There's so many people down here, but we're just a little bit worried because it's kind of cloudy.
Can you see the sun at all?
A little bit, but I'm hoping it clears up soon.
That was the big concern today, was it? Typical northeast weather would happen. But there's a couple of breaks up there, though.
I know. There's a lot going on. And I've got my mic in one hand, and I've got my Pringle tube with a little hole in it in the other hand.
Oh, I thought that was breakfast. I wasn't sure what you did.
So what's this, then, you've made, Hope, for this occasion?
Well, it's just a normal Pringle tube, and I bought Pringles from the shop and ate them last night. Not by myself. I ate them with my flatmate.
Sure you did.
Oh, we've got to eat Pringles for work. That old line.
I've just got a little hole in the bottom, and then I'm going to hold it up to the solar eclipse and it's going to reflect down onto the ground and that's how I safely watch it.
Yeah, now awesome. Everybody says don't look directly at the sun.
Yes, apparently it might blind you.
Well, it can blind. So a lot of people, the top tip is to punch holes in things and shine it onto a bit of paper and you'll actually see like a little mini version of the sun on the paper. So what do you see in your Pringle tube just now?
Nothing. I can just see some crumbs at the bottom.
Amazing.
Right, go finish the Pringles, for goodness sake. We'll come back to you. And it has actually started now. So, I mean, there is a slight fraction of the sun is obscured. Unfortunately, we cannot see it from the Torrey Battery because it's too cloudy. The minute the cloud breaks, we're coming back to you, all right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hope Webb at the Torrey Battery. Oh, 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 oh.
Let's have some fun. Home of the No Repeat Workday.
Your music.
Your life.
North Sound 1.
It's Gregsy, this is Elisa.
Good morning.
And Hope Webb is at the Torrey Battery.
Hi. Down here live at Torrey Battery. And I'm standing here with Bethany, Rachel and Erin. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on right now. There's quite a lot of people down here, but it's still quite cloudy. We're still quite worried about seeing the solar eclipse, aren't we?
Yeah, so there's a few blue patches of sky, though, so we're staying hopeful that it's going to clear.
I think we're optimistic. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of blue sky just in the wrong direction. We just need that to shift around a bit.
We've still got a little bit of time for the clouds to clear away. We might still get a glimpse of it, but right now there's a lot of people out here with different kind of cameras and everything. Everyone is hoping to catch a glimpse. Yeah, that's what's going on here right now.
How many people would you think are down there just now, Hope?
How many people would you guys say? I would say I'm rubbish at counting people.
Yeah, about 100. Amazing.
About 100 people.
I would say the girls are saying about 100. Really? I'm going to go with that.
100, that's good.
By the way, it has to be noted that Hope's not good at counting there. She's not getting the kitty whenever we have an office night out. That's not going to happen.
Rubbish at math.
So you really can't really see much at all today. Is it just too cloudy? Do you see it clearing within the next hour?
Well, I mean, it's funny because we're looking at the sun. It is very cloudy. But at other parts of the sky, there are blue patches. So I'm hoping that the wind is going to kind of blow the clouds away. Fingers crossed.
The magic time is what, about 9:36, 9:37,
yes.
When we'll see it at its peak, right? So Hope is there.
Hope is feeling hopeful that we'll
hopeful.
See it. That's a good. Do you like that one, Hope?
Classic Hope joke.
Oh, I know, it's good, isn't it?
Good for you to come yet, I'm sure. Right, thank you very much to Hope, of course, who's down at the Torrey Battery. There's still time for you to make your way down there. They're saying that is the best point to view it in the northeast of Scotland. The only thing that's stopping this happening right now is the weather. Typical.
Go away, clouds.
I
come
know,
on.
Typical.
Of the No Repeat Workday. North Sound 1.
We're on the Abbotswell Road side of the building, which is the furthest away from the sun.
We can't see anything.
Can't see anything. But what we found is the best place to view it is the Torrey Battery, which is where we've got Hope Webb from News this morning. And if you've ever watched any of those sort of natural disaster movies where you get people chasing tornadoes and stuff, Hope has found some people who are just like them.
Yes, I have. And can you believe it? Our wishes have actually been granted. The clouds have moved away and we can actually see what's going on.
Great.
And right now we're at a halfway point, so the moon is pretty much halfway over the sun.
Awesome.
So it looks like you have bitten into a Jaff cake.
Nice. Good way to describe it.
Everything is food related this morning. I like this. This is good. Pringles and Jaffa cakes.
And I am down here with Danny and a group of his friends. And we've got a very, very impressive piece of equipment set up here. Danny, tell us what you've got.
It's a Newtonian Skywatcher telescope that I've got. I got last year for my birthday from my girlfriend.
What can you see in it? What can you see?
Well, not much just now because there's too much clouds covering it, so we can't see anything. It's easier looking just with your eyes through your fingers. But so hopefully if the clouds goes away, I can get a good proper projection of it.
And this is a proper big setup you've got here. And you say you study astronomy.
Well, I've just started studying it with Open University, Planetary Sciences and Astronomy. So it's just to help me when it comes in the summertime, we get some clear skies.
Well, today's a good day to be down here, isn't it?
It is indeed,
must be
yeah.
a great day for you.
Good opportunity to try and use my telescope.
There what is go. The name of that telescope again, can you ask him?
What's the name of the telescope again?
It's a Newtonian Skywatcher.
Is that not a character from Star Wars?
Oh, come on.
Greg's he's asking if that's a character from Star Wars.
May as well be.
Yeah, no, it's all very cool down here and we've got even more people gathering. Like I say, rubbish at counting the numbers of people, but over 100, I would say.
Every man and their dog seems to have arrived.
Yeah,
as well.
Oh, the dogs
there's
are
dogs,
out.
There's kids, there's everyone. Right, everyone's okay. here getting a piece of the action.
Okay, so we got about another 15 to sort of 17 minutes before we see it at its absolute peak.
Yeah, the moon is creeping over just now, and about just after 9:30 it's going to be completely covering it. So I'm hoping we go into darkness because that'd be really cool.
Obviously, I can't see this. I'm not seeing this at all. Can you actually see it moving? Can you actually see the
yes.
movement?
Yeah. I mean, very, very slowly. But if you glance up, you can see it moving very slowly across. It is really, really cool.
That's
and
exciting.
Our wishes have been granted. And the wind is pushing the clouds away. Thank goodness.
All right. Okay. We'll keep an eye on our Facebook page as well. We'll get some pictures up there as well. And keep an eye on that dog. Get that dog in a leash. Somebody bring this in. What is love?
Let's have some fun, Home of the No Repeat Workday. Your music. Your life. North Sound 1.
It's now 9:34. Live at the Tory Battery from our news team, we've got Hope Webb. Now, I think we're about to reach that sort of peak of this solar eclipse. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. I'm live here at Tory Battery, and the sky is already going dark. The moon has pretty much covered over the sun. There's just a little bit of a slither left, but the sky is going dark. It's very exciting. And with me here, I've got some guys. Tell us your names.
I'm Mark.
Sandy.
And tell the listeners what you're seeing right now.
Well, right now the sun's pretty much covered by the moon. There's just that little sliver left down the left-hand side.
And you've got your camera all set up here. You're obviously here hoping to get the action shot.
Well, hopefully. I mean, the clouds are covering it right now, but we don't have filters, so it seems to be working in our favour so far. So.
And there's a lot of people down here. Every time you've come to me, it seems to be more and more people, and everybody's got their glasses on, the little solar eclipse glasses. I don't have a pair of those, so I'm trying not to look at it directly, but no, the sky is going dark, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually starting to get really dark now. It's probably only a couple of minutes left until it hits like the kind of critical moment, if you like.
It's quite cool, actually. It's working out in our favour. Like you say, the clouds have seemed to have pushed away a little bit, but we still have enough clouds to make sure that we don't hurt our eyes, which is perfect.
Yeah,
so,
watch it. I tell you what I did. I literally went out the back door of North 71 here and what's this?
They're taking photos, so it's actually quite a good atmosphere too. So it's nice to get out, and at least the weather's held up. It's going behind a few clouds sometimes, but generally we're getting some good video footage and some good photos.
Yeah, it's really good. Sorry, Gregsy, what were you saying?
Sorry, I talked completely over your guest here. Sorry about that. You know what I'm saying? I went out the back door just now, and I peeped at it for like 2 seconds, and it honestly hurts your eyes.
I know, it really does. You have to actually be really careful, because my eyes are starting to hurt a little bit. So good job that it's nearly at its peak. Otherwise, right. I don't know if my eyes can last any longer.
Well, we're going to stick with this for another minute. I want to describe what I can see out the other side of the studio here at North 71. We can't see the sun from where we are, but what I have noticed is that everybody's headlights have started coming on in their cars.
Yeah, and it's kind of turned into twilight out there as well.
So I reckon the streetlights might come on in the next wee while if we
so
stick with
cool.
this. It's really weird. Does it feel a bit eerie? Has everybody sort of gone into sort of, because it sounds a bit quiet now, Hope?
It is. Everyone is actually very quiet because I think it is pretty much at its peak right now. The sky is very, very dark, and looking up, what I can see is just a golden ring. So that means the moon is right over the sun, pretty much at its peak, perfect, as good as we're going to get it, pretty much. And there's that golden ring, and the sky has gone very dark, and everyone here is kind of going, ooh.
It's like a fireworks display, but better.
Exactly.
It's a very calm fireworks display. Hope, it's been fantastic talking to you this morning. We'll catch up with you again in a second, but there's a song I've got to play.
What's that?
Yes!
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, come on.
Bonnie Tyler at North Seven. It's 9:37. Thanks, Hope.
Thank you.